Good evening. Here again, at this month, we're talking about building a firm foundation for your life. And we will continue that through the month. So if you will be so kind and turn to your friend there and say, I live in a universe of infinite abundance. Life is capable of supplying me with everything I need.
What?
I live in a universe of infinite abundance. Life is capable of supplying me with
everything I need.
I live in a universe. I'm sorry. of infinite abundance.
Life is capable of supplying me with everything that I need.
Life is capable of supplying me with everything I need.
I live in a world of infinite abundance. Life is capable of supplying me with everything I need.
I live in a world of infinite abundance. Life is capable of supplying me with everything I need.
I live in a universe of infinite abundance. And life is capable of supplying me with everything
I need.
I live in a universe of infinite abundance. Life is capable of supplying me with everything.
I live in a universe of infinite abundance. Life is capable. Life is capable of supplying me with everything.
I live in a universe of infinite abundance. Life is capable of supplying me with everything I need.
I live in a universe of infinite abundance. Life is capable of supplying me with everything I need.
I live in a universe of infinite abundance. Life is capable of supplying me with everything I need.
I live in a universe of infinite abundance. Life is capable of supplying me with everything I need.
I live in a universe of infinite abundance.
Life.
Capable.
Supply.
With everything that I need.
I live in a universe of infinite abundance. Life is
capable
of giving me the supply needed.
I live in a universe of infinite abundance. Life is capable of supplying me with everything I need.
I live in a world of infinite abundance. In a universe of infinite abundance, life is capable of supplying me with everything I need.
And I also live in a universe of infinite abundance. And life is capable of supplying me with everything that I need. Why is that so important? This is one of the foundations that you must build your life on. It's a firm foundation. You have to realize that the universe that you're living in likes you. It is friendly to you. It wants to give you things. And this wonderful plane of action that we live on, called this earth plane, is abundant with everything that you need. With everything that we need. So if we have every physical thing that we need here, meaning food, clothing, and all that, think of what, and that's just on this plane of action. Now we're talking about the infinite universe. And when we're talking about the infinite universe, we're also talking about this thing called mind, which we live, move, and have our being in. So if we can supply all these needs and we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God or the mind of the universe, it has to be infinite and it has to be able to supply you with everything that you need. So when you are trying to make a demonstration or you have a want or you have a desire, you have to know that it is quite possible for the universe to supply that for you. It will say yes to you. It's out there. For you. It's infinite and it's abundant and everything is already done in the mind of God. It is waiting for you. But you live on this plane of action and you are taught that this is a have-not world. You cannot have everything. And we've been taught that as children. We've been taught to choose. You may have this or that, but you can't have both of those things. I have a friend I often talk about, Joyce Reynolds. She's called a motivator of one or a thousand. And when she goes into a restaurant, she orders all the desserts. She orders all the desserts on the menu. Why does she do that? Because when she grew up, you weren't allowed to do that. And she knows that she lives in an infinite universe that can supply her with everything. So she just orders every dessert on the menu. Picks at them and sends them back. Picks at them and sends them back. You see, you don't have to eat everything that's in front of you. You do not have to take everything that's in front of you. But you have to know that it's available to you. And if you want to do it, you may do it. And if you want to have it, you may have it. It's an infinite universe filled with abundance, filled with everything that you need to make your life work for you. This is how you build a foundation for your life. So if you will, excuse me, close your eyes a moment. And just take a few deep breaths. And just see in front of you a whole universe filled with all the things that you want. And get excited about that. Remember when you were a kid and you went into a toy shop and there were all those toys? And how excited you got? Think of that. But now know that this is a completely different type of toy shop. Here, you can have all the toys. And you can pick the ones that you want. And you don't have to take the ones that you don't want. So think now, in that wonderful mind of yours, what you really do want. Make a vision for your life. And see that vision in front of you. And start to see and start to feel exactly how it will be when that manifests itself for you. Get excited. Use your emotions and your feelings. And hold that vision. Any vision that you can hold clearly in your mind must manifest for you. That is an immutable law of the universe. It has nothing to do with believing. The law works for everyone, whether you believe in it or not. And you can believe in this thing called God. And that is a wonderful thing. But even if you don't, the law continues to work the exact same way as gravity works for everyone. Doesn't matter if you're good, bad, or indifferent. You cannot get rid of the law of gravity. So goodness has nothing to do with the law working. Goodness has something to do with how you feel about yourself. You must remember that you are always creating yourself. So as you hold that vision, know that you can have it. You need no qualifications. You do not have to pass a test. All you need do is form a clear vision in your mind. Do that now. I will be quiet a moment. And when you're ready, you can come back. So many people think that they have to have tons of faith and tons of belief for this thing that we call the law, which means the law of attraction or the law of mind, for it to work for them. This is not true. As it says in the Bible, it rains on the just and it rains on the unjust. The law continues to work regardless if you believe in it or not. So now that you know that you have such a law, learn to use it. Learn to use it for your benefit. It's all done with your thinking, with your mind. So you learned to change your thinking. And you do that by monitoring yourself, by changing your attitudes, by seeing if something doesn't work, I'll try something else. This whole life experience is a laboratory for you to experiment. This works, this doesn't work. So go for the things that work for you. But if you know and believe in the law of gravity, why can't you know and believe in this law of attraction, which is an immutable law? The same as gravity, it cannot be changed. If you can start to build your life on that, start to see your life differently. Start to give up what the world has been telling you and say, look, this is how life really works. And then have fun with that life. Have fun with that life. Here's a wonderful thing. Everything you experience in your life is part of an illusion created by and played in your consciousness. It's a simulation. It's a simulation. The mind cannot tell the difference. But once you play something in your mind, it always has a tendency to manifest in your life. You have to know that. What you think about, you bring about. So it's done with your thinking. And it's done with the thinking that you're thinking about yourself. We are not receiving usually what we want because we don't think that we deserve it. We have a negation going on in our mind, telling us we're not quite ready yet. You haven't graduated. You need one more step. You haven't reached that other level yet. You see, you have to say to yourself, I've graduated. I understand this whole thing. I understand there's just a law out there, and if I think into that law, what I think into that law brings it back to me. You see? Mind takes mind and forms it into something. And forms it into something. So regardless of what the world is saying, what other people around you are saying and doing, you know that this is true. Because you use it haphazardly all the time. Why don't you make up your mind to use it correctly all the time? Remember the parking space. Everyone can manifest a parking space. Everyone can manifest a parking space. And then you stop because you think that's all this thing is capable of doing. Isn't that nice? I worship a God that can't give me a parking space. Now, isn't that bull? Why do you want to worship a God that can only do a parking space? You see, we kicked those gods out years ago. I say this, and I said it before, and I'll say it again. If things are not working for you, it's because your God is too small. You have to kick that God out and get a bigger God. A God that can give you everything. A God where all things are possible. You have to know that all things are possible. And that what you are asking for to an infinite being is next to nothing. Is next to nothing. But you ask for something and your finite mind says to you, that's too much. That's too much. I had a man the other week call me and said, well, maybe I've asked for too much. I said, impossible, and hung up. You can't ask for too much. You cannot ask for too much. God is there for you. This thing called the universe is there for you. And this thing called the law is there for you. So if you know those things, start building your life on that instead of on all the other things that you've been building your life upon. God is always going to be the source and the supply of everything that you want. So what does that mean? That means that all you have to do is come up with your vision, with what you want. You have to come up with an intention. This is what I intend to happen. And then hold to that intention. The law takes over and does the work. The law takes over and does the work. You do not have to run out and find all the bits and pieces to put your demonstration together. That is what God does. Stop trying to do God's work. Do your work. You ever worked in an office where somebody's always trying to do your work and they never got their own work done? Well, that's what you do. You try to do God's work. Let God do what God does. What does God do? Makes all things possible. Makes all things new. But you still don't believe that. You think, oh, I have to do something else. I have to do something else. I have to believe, and I have to believe, and I have to believe. What do you know about belief? If you have the belief of a mustard seed, you can do anything. Of a mustard seed, has anyone ever seen a mustard seed? Very tiny little things. Teeny weeny. But they grow great big enormous plants. A mustard seed is great big compared to the seed that it has. Compared to the seed that it has. So if anyone is sitting here doubting that they have faith, give that idea up. Just give it up. You wouldn't come through that door if you didn't have faith. You would say, that Dallas talks nothing but bull all the time. Why do I want to go there? But something draws you here, and it has to be your faith. It has to be your faith. Does anyone know, this is rhetorical, does anyone know why you people come? It's the law of attraction. Like mind attracts other like minds. You see? Do you see anybody else? Does anyone remember when, well, I was going to say RuPaul, but that's not the man's name. Well, Ron Paul. Remember when Ma and Paul's group would come in? Remember, they'd stay about 3 seconds, and out they would go. Out they would go. You see? If they don't have eyes to see and ears to hear, there's nothing you can do. So you people have to pat yourselves on the back and say, I have eyes to see and I have ears to hear. And I am hearing truth here. And that is why I come. So then, on Tuesday morning, keep that same faith. You see? Keep that faith running all week for yourself. How many people are getting up in the morning and knowing that nothing but well-being and good is coming to them? Yes, you have to get up. You have to know. I get up and I know outside of my door, I'm afraid to open the door because of all the good that's going to come in. Yeah, you have to know that. You have to, oh, I'm afraid to open that today. I'm going to be overwhelmed with good. Not all that other stuff. This is how you build your foundation so that you can demonstrate and manifest what you want. Last month, we did the egg. And so far, I've heard wonderful stories of demonstrations with people. Wonderful stories. I also talk all the time about do not discount little things that are happening in your life. You have to say that it's working, that here it comes. Because there's no such thing as chance or accident. You have to know that. And then you have to say, thank you. Oh, am I ever grateful that all this is happening for me. All this is happening for me. It's easy. Simple, 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 simple teaching. It is always done unto you as you believe. Always done unto you as you believe. If you believe that you're sick, you're going to be sick. If you believe that you're going to be poor, you're going to be poor. It's done with what's going on between your ears. Last week we talked about the theater of the mind. The world that you're living is the world that's going on between your ears. Because the rest of what you have out here that you're looking at is an illusion. It's an illusion that you're causing. So what kind of an illusion do you want to look at? What do you want to see? Where do you want to be in life? Who do you want to be in life? This is the most amazing thing. The world teaches that you are your family, your genetics, your education, you're this, you're that. None of that is true. None of that is true. They're all bits and pieces of you, and you could take those and claim those and say, this is who I am. But behind all that, you are an emissary of light and love. Behind everything, you have to realize, I am here as an emissary of light and love. And I'm here to spread that. I'm here to see other human beings as wonderful, wonderful gifts from this thing called God. That everyone is precious. And that everyone can have what they want without taking anything from me whatsoever. Without taking anything. This is how you can change your world. But you buy in to labels that the world told you. I'm an alcoholic. I'm an overeater. I have this, I have that. If you know that you're pure spirit, I can tell you spirit does not overeat. Spirit does not overdrink. Spirit knows none of those things. You've attached those things to yourself. You attach illnesses to yourself. And what we attach to ourselves mostly is the idea that we don't have the ability to get what we want. You have to know that you have the ability. God does not give you an idea, a desire, and a want without giving you all the things that are needed to bring that to fruition. This is not a capricious God that we are talking about. It's a God of love, intelligence, of sense. And that's what you have to know. So you monitor your thinking and you learn to change that thinking. And I don't care if you've been thinking that for the last 30 or 40 years. Change it. Change it. What does the world say about that? You cannot teach an old dog new tricks. You have to give up that idea. You have to know that every moment you can change. Because the power for change is in the present moment. It is in the now. So what you are thinking right now is creating the next moment. So if you were thinking, I'm not enough, I don't have enough, and I don't do enough, you are creating that in the next moment. So you catch those thoughts and you change them. And you change them. And you have fun with it. And you have fun with it. And you start to enjoy your life. And you start to see, isn't this a wonderful game I'm playing? Here I am, playing in a field of total possibilities. Here I am at play in this wonderful toy store. And I can play with anything and I can have anything that I want. And then go for that. Don't buy in to what the world is saying. What race mind is telling you. Don't buy into it. And it's everywhere today. All I hear on any of those electronic things over the airwaves is that we're in a horrible situation. And I hate to keep saying, well, I don't see it. You know. I'll tell the class that. I don't tell that to many people because it probably hit me on the head. But don't see those things. Don't buy into those things. It's not a horrible situation that we're in. It's a passing situation that we're in. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is permanent. I think one of the things that people say, well, I've been this way so long. Is there any reason to change? And if I change, how many more years? Doesn't people are thinking of the end. Years ago, when my life was upside down, and I made a decision to change my life, this is what I remembered. God will give you back the years that the locust ate. God will give you back the years that the locust ate. Does that mean an extended life? Perhaps. certainly in my case, an extended life because I stopped drinking and smoking. If I'd have kept drinking and smoking the way I was gone, I wouldn't be here today. So that's an extended life. But the most wonderful thing about that little statement is you no longer think of the past. It's something that never happened. Something that never happened. You see, the past is the past. You have to let it there. Don't keep bringing it into the now. And that's what we do. So realize that every moment of your life is a new beginning. Is a new beginning. I think it was in the 70s that came. Wasn't that the little saying? Today is the first day of the rest of my life. And I love that saying. And I think about that often. Today I can start over. This moment I can start over. And yes, a moment ago I was stupid and I did all this stuff. But now I've changed. I'm not that person anymore. You see, we like to think that we have to be stable. You know, you can't be wishy-washy. You can't be this, you can't be that. You have to be stable so that everyone knows that's exactly who Dallas is. Huh. I don't even know who I am, let alone anybody else. You don't know who you are. You're endless possibilities. Endless possibilities. Never come to a conclusion about anything. Especially a conclusion about who you are. Once you come to a conclusion, the mind stops because it says you figured that out. Never figure anything out. Don't figure anything out. What are conclusions that you have come to? A cold lasts 3 days. People die of cancer. Those are conclusions. You don't know if that's true. But since so many people came to that conclusion, you say, well, it must be true. It's not true at all. It's a conclusion. Don't come to a conclusion about anything, especially about yourself. So start with the idea that all things are possible. And I can have what I want. And I can make my life what I want it to be. And I can be happy and filled with joy, filled with fulfillment. And feel that I have accomplished something here. That I'm just not another body running around on this plane of action, waiting to make their transition. Life is much more than a birth certificate and a death certificate. Much, much more than that. Don't limit yourself to small views of yourself. I said earlier, if your God isn't working, get a bigger, better God. And if your life isn't working, get a bigger, better idea of who you are. Don't limit your idea of who you are. I only have this amount of education. I only do this. I only do that. Those are all limiting. All limiting. You can do it. You can do anything that you want. That's the most marvelous thing about this. Now, I had two cards that are old ones and I found, and this is one of them. Our body is a feedback mechanism mirroring to us the quality of our choices of thought, feeling, emotion, breath, nutrients, and movement, and our honoring of life. And our honoring of our body is a feedback mechanism mirroring what we are thinking. So if you want to know how you're thinking, look at you. Look at yourself. If you like what's there, keep it. If you don't, you can change it. You can change it. I often tell people, if you want to know how powerful you are, learn to change your body. Your body has to listen to you. It has to do what you want. It has no causation of its own. No causation of its own. So if you want to see how powerful you are, lift some weights and develop a muscle and say, oh my goodness, look what I've done. And if you can do that, you can do other things. But people think, oh, I'm helpless. I can't do anything. I can't do anything. You can change your body form. Anyone can do that. If you're heavy, stop eating. If you're thin, start eating. If you want to develop muscles, pick up weights. It will respond to you. It will respond to you. So now that you know that your body will respond to you, don't you think your mind's going to respond to you? What are you thinking about yourself? What are you thinking about yourself? Do you know that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter? With that, let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter.
I've been having a debilitating spine issue with no cartilage at the bottom. And overnight, I told my body what to do, that it was going to stop acting out and create cartilage. I said it to my body, I said it to the universe, and the next day it stopped. I stopped having these problems and whatnot. I also went into what does it feel like to have a spine that supports myself, and went into those modalities that you taught us last month. And
The life of the organism is feelings, and the language of the universe is feelings. You must get a feeling. How does it feel to be healthy, wealthy, wise? How do I feel about success? Remember, I gave a talk. You should feel successful all the time. You're waiting for something to happen so you can feel successful. Well, you're going to wait. You have to manufacture the feeling first. People say, how do I do that? So many people in here are in the show business, are actors. Don't you manufacture feelings and emotions all the time for the camera? Don't you? So, manufacture the feeling that you want. It's going to be done with thought, feelings, and emotion. Those are the three keys to effective prayer. Thought, feeling, and emotion. How am I going to feel? Okay? I wanted about the firm foundation. And this is from Ernest Holmes' Science of Mind book. Our whole theory is based not only on the belief in spirit, but in the availability of it, its immediate response. You have to know that this thing called God, this thing called the universe, or this thing called the law of attraction is available to you. That it's always working and it's available to you. And start using it. You see? The whole thing of metaphysics or science of mind, our whole theory is based not only on the belief in spirit, but in the availability of it, It's immediate response. It's immediate response. Do you think of that every day? Do you think that you have that available to you? You have to know that that's there for you. And you can have it. Available, ready, able to do for you. So you have to use it. When you understand the power of feeling good now, no matter, you will hold the key to the achievement of any state of being, of any state of health, of any state of wealth, or anything you want. Feeling good now, no matter what. People are waiting to feel good. Ah, something wonderful happened, then I'll feel good. Money will drop into my lap, and then I'll feel good. A friend will drop by, then I'll feel good. You have to feel good now, no matter what. You see, it's you're doing it. Nothing outside of you is causing the feeling. Abraham Lincoln said, most people are as happy as they make up their minds to be. Make up your mind to be happy. Make up your mind to feel good now. You do not need a reason to feel good. You see, this weather has a very bad effect on me. So I have to feel good now and realize that the weather is not doing that. It's my thinking that's doing that. Because I'm a solar-powered person. 3 days without sun and I start to wind down. But I knew that. So I change my thinking. And I'm happy now. I'm feeling good now. I'm not going to wait till the sun comes out and feel good. You know, this may last a long time. We may have to sacrifice virgins to get the sun to come back. You don't know. So feel good now. There's nothing outside of life to make you feel good. We think it's our mate. We think it's the money. We think it's this. No. No. Always go for the feeling, not the object, not the material thing. Go for the feeling and the material thing will show up. You see? People want money. Why? Usually because of security. Money doesn't bring you security. I could steal it all from you and there goes your security. You could have Madoff come by and take all your money. See, money has nothing to do with security. It's a feeling. If you start to feel secure, money will come to you. It's the feeling that draws things to you. It's the feeling always that draws things to you. There is no confusion in the approach to reality. It should be calm and dispassionate, but filled with feeling, because feeling and emotion are creative. This is another Ernest Holmes, by the way. Feeling and emotions are the creative power. But we keep getting that mixed up. Don't go for the money. The money will follow the feeling. Go for the feeling. How will I feel? And then maintain that feeling. And it will attract to you the thing that's attached to it. The thing that's attached to it. The key to successful prayer is the union of thought, feeling, and emotion. The key to effective prayer. Thought, feeling, emotion. I would throw in there intelligence too. Don't go babbling all over the place. Talk to God is intelligent. And you must talk to intelligence with intelligence. And so many people blabber here, there, and everywhere. This thing called God doesn't understand. But God understands a feeling. God understands a feeling. So feel. And always feel good about yourself. As we bring ourselves to a greater vision, we induce a greater concept and thereby demonstrate more in our experience. As we bring ourselves to a greater vision, what is the vision? Get a great vision. I'll tell you a little secret. The mind doesn't like to work on small things. The mind gets very bored with small things. But you give the mind a big thing to work on. It loves to work on a big thing. Big ideas. Work. What's the biggest idea this country ever had? And it worked. Putting a man on the moon. If we'd say, oh, I'm going to put a man in Cleveland, would you think anyone would get behind that? No one would get behind that. But put a man on the moon, all the minds got together. And a man was on the moon. So give yourself something grand and big to think about that you want from life. And your mind will work on that. And it will bring it to you. But little things, it doesn't. It probably says, oh. Don't want to work on that. So hold your vision. Hold the things that you want. Here's a wonderful concept. We have that wonderful little affirmation. I have enough, I do enough, and I am enough. And here, enough is not a number. It is a way of thinking, feeling, and seeing. Enough is not a number. It is a way of thinking, feeling, and seeing. I am enough. I have enough. And I do enough. Can you see now that that's different for everybody? And that it's not a number? It's a way of thinking and feeling and seeing. Done in your mind, everything is done in your mind. This is how you build a firm foundation for your life, by realizing that what you are looking at is an illusion. But behind that illusion is mind itself, or this thing called God. And we are part of that thing called God. Therefore, we also are creative. When it says in the Bible, you are made in the image and likeness of God, it means inwardly. You have the exact same qualities as God. And you can use those qualities. You can choose to use those qualities. William Shakespeare said, assume a virtue if you have it not. Assume a virtue if you have it not. Assume that you are wealthy. Assume that you are healthy. Assume whatever you want, and it will be. It dates back to that 70s again with the human potential movement when they said, fake it till you make it. You have to fake it till it becomes real. And how do you start to fake it? By feeling, by feeling, by feeling. Start feeling what you want in your life. How does it feel? How will I feel? And allow it to come in to your life. Allow it to come into your life. Easy. I told you this is a very simple teaching. It's done unto you as you believe. What you think about, you bring about. Done inside of your mind. It's done with your thinking. And the freedom that you have is the freedom to change your thinking, to change your mind. Changing your mind is the easiest thing in the world to do. Keeping it changed is the difficult part, because you haven't disciplined yourself. You haven't disciplined yourself. I don't know how many times a day I say to myself, control your thinking, control your thinking, control your thinking. Because my mind wants to go in all kinds of directions, which are not going to get me where I want to go. So control your thinking. Know that your world is inside of your head. It's between your ears. And what you're seeing on the outside is an outpicture of what you're thinking. You have to know that. Even on the outside is convincing. You have to say, you're not going to do that to me again. Remember, one of the master teachers, Jesus, said, do not judge by appearances. Do not judge by what you see outside. It's going on in here. It's going on in here. If you want to know anything about your life, look around you and see what you have manifested. What have you placed around your life? And if you don't like what you've placed around your life, change your thinking, and it will change. Done with your mind. No other way to put it. And we'd like to say, oh, well, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, maybe it could be that. I'm telling you, the answer is between your ears. Always going to be with your thinking. Always going to be with your thinking. This didn't happen, but it didn't happen because you weren't thinking correctly. And you don't punish yourself for that. You say, oh, look, I didn't think correctly. Why does anyone want to punish themselves? Then we give that whole idea up. This thing called God never punishes you. This thing called the law never punishes you. It just gives you what you want. You see, we have to give up the idea of blame. We have to take full responsibility for our lives. Without blaming ourselves, without getting down on ourselves. We have to love ourselves constantly. And we have to forgive ourselves constantly. And we have to hold ourselves in the highest of esteem. You have to hold yourself in the highest of esteem. You have to say, I am somebody here. What are you? An emissary of light and love. That's what you do with your life. That's how you build a firm foundation. A firm foundation is built on your thinking. It's built on your beliefs, your attitudes, your viewpoints, and your opinions. And all those items can be changed. And you can change them. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson.